You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Entrepreneurial Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. Entrepreneurial Fit Radio is your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, whether mental or physical, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today we are visiting with, and certainly is our pleasure to introduce you to, Dr. Gans France, a nationally celebrated psychologist minus the psychobabble, whose focus is on helping leaders to better manage stress, anxiety, and depression, as well as to communicate effectively in relationships in the household and in the workplace so that you can feel better. Dr. Gans, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN.
Hey, well, thanks so much for having me, Eric.
Hey, you're more than welcome. So for starters, what exactly is your pet peeve as it relates to the term mental health?
Well, you know, mental health really should be a positive term, but unfortunately, we have kind of a negative gearing when it comes to things around mental health. When you think mental health, you think mental health disease or mental health disorders. And really, it should be around good mental health or good emotional and mental functioning. And so that's sort of the pet peeve I have with it, is because there is this kind of weird and unnecessary stigma around looking after your emotional well-being. We have no problem with going to the dentist or going to the gym to build our bodies up or make sure our teeth are healthy, and you know, and sometimes even doing cosmetic dental work. But when it comes to your mental work or your emotional work, there still is this this avoidance of it. And somehow the thought is that if you need to talk to somebody or you avail yourself of some coaching, that somehow that's a signal of weakness or something wrong. But, you know, so my pet peeve is because it's really actually the opposite. I think healthy people seek help. Healthy people look for coaching. Even, you know, the best golfers or basketball players or baseball players, they might know more about the game than the coach does, but the coach also has the benefit of not being them, so they can see things from the outside that the person in the middle doesn't have access to. I myself have been in therapy for the last 25 years, and I will continue until one of us dies, because I always want to keep improving and getting better as a person, as a professional, and as a business owner.
Certainly makes sense. How can entrepreneurs benefit from working with someone like you?
Well, I think having that outside objectivity really, really does make a big difference. You know, again, going back to the sports analogy, if you're taking a swing in golf, you don't know that your feet are not in the right place, or maybe you're dropping your elbow, or, you know, you don't know. It feels very natural to you. And a lot of times in our businesses, especially as entrepreneurs, we get so close to our baby, you know, the company that we started and whatever we're running, that we can lose sight of those other external feedbacks that we, you know, if we're good, you know, sometimes the people in our company, all they do is tell us how great we are. And so we don't always know where we might be messing up or where we could actually do something slightly better. So it really, really is a big benefit, I think, for people to work with coaches and psychologists to help get that objectivity and help them to continue to improve.
How can CEOs, leaders, and other employers keep their workforce happy and productive while at the same time remaining engaged themselves for the long term?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, it all starts at the top, I think. So first of all, your business is usually, I would say almost always, a reflection of who you are, how well you're doing emotionally as well. You mentioned in the in your intro that it's really important to have good health, emotional, you know, physical, as well as social health, like with your families. We all know of people who are having family issues or health issues or whatever, and it may not affect the company immediately, but it does over the long term. So one of the things that entrepreneurs and leaders can do is to make sure they have their life in balance and in order and moving in a positive direction, because they set the tone and the culture for the company. The second thing is really looking at how do you structure your workforce, the culture of your company, your work day, to make sure your workers and your partners have time to be balanced themselves, have a sense of understanding purpose and significance in the company, and have some flexibility so they don't feel like they're just a number for you. Once you have that, things tend to go much more smoothly. You get positive culture, you get positive morale in the company, and the people working for you then become missionaries and go out and recruit other talented people just like them to come and hang out with you guys and help your company to grow.
Today we're joined by Dr. Gans France, a nationally celebrated psychologist whose focus is on helping leaders to better manage stress, anxiety, and depression, as well as to communicate effectively in relationships in the household and in the workplace, here on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Dr. France, what are the consequences for companies that fail to provide outlets for a positive and healthy work environment?
Well, you know, it's really unfortunate. It can run the gamut from reduced productivity to, you know, increased lost time either through injury or emotional, emotional illness. You can have poor, you know, really bad turnover because your morale is bad. Even, you know, it goes as far as sabotage. In the really bad cases, you know, I was reading some reports about some folks, some first responders, like in the, you know, policing and also the military, and it can even have consequences where there are suicides or violence at work or different things like that. Overall, not having good emotional and mental health, psychological safety, psychological health strategies for the workplace costs the economy billions of dollars in low productivity and lost time and all these different things. So the consequences can be really, really severe. You know, the whole term going postal really was this idea that, you know, the post office, you know, a few decades ago really did not have a good system for this. And so a lot of their members, a lot of their workers were actually becoming violent because of stress and other issues that were happening. And that term kind of got anchored in our culture as, you know, synonymous with, you know, kind of snapping and having bad things happen because things weren't going well at work.
If you don't mind, provide our listeners with three ideas for how to implement emotional effectiveness in the workplace.
Okay. Well, three of the big ones, you know, for yourself and the people that work under you, if you can provide them with a sense of autonomy, that's really, really going to go a long way. So autonomy means I'm in charge of some stuff myself. Now, obviously, they can't all just, you know, come in whenever they want or do whatever job they want. But if there's some sort of flexibility that you can offer your workers to help them understand they do have some control over what they're doing, that goes a long, long way towards good emotional health and good morale within your corporate culture. If you're the worker, you can look for ways that you can do that yourself. What can you take charge of in your own work or your workstation? You know, bringing pictures that work for you, or just kind of molding your environment to work for you. So that's one. Two is making sure that you and your work on significance and meaning. So if you or they understand how the job that they're doing impacts the larger sense of the company mission, as well as having a larger contribution to society in general, that's going to help them to feel more significant, to help the job have more meaning. It also works if they or you look at how your job helps your life and your family. So maybe you don't have great excitement in your job, at your work itself, but you understand that that job gives you the flexibility and the money to be able to fill the needs of, you know, serving your church community, for example, or being able to feed your family well, or saving for that new house that you want. As long as there's some sense of significance to that, it can help you really engage in work in a much better way. And the last one I would say is, you know, what I call filling your happy bank. If you can look at ways that you can make yourself happy, whether at work or away from work, the happier you are, the better you're going to function in general in every aspect of your life. So when you fill your happy bank and you show up to work already happy, you tend to get more out of work, even if it's not necessarily intrinsically fulfilling. It's not as bad, but, you know, you can actually find ways to find the enjoyment of it more when you're already happy when you show up for work. So definitely fill up your happy bank at work, but also away from work.
Good stuff. Lastly, what makes you different, in your opinion, from other practitioners in the field of psychology or from life coaches and corporate coaches?
Okay, so that one, I think because I do have a PhD in psychology, psychologists definitely are tend to be very highly trained in how the mind, how emotions, how relationships, communication work. And so we tend to have more education than the average coach that's doing coaching. In terms of other psychologists, I think I have worked a lot with companies and entrepreneurs, and I've been an entrepreneur myself as well. And so I think that gives me a good insight into how that whole world works. But one of the biggest things is I really have my own personal philosophy is that we're all works in progress, right? So it's healthy for us to be growing. It's healthy for us to be improving. I don't see people as broken or starting from some deficit position, as in, you know, what happens with the medical model. Sometimes you look for disease or look for what's not working. I'm always looking for what is working, and I believe that people are doing the best they can with what they have. But when they have more, they can do better. And so that's the philosophy I come from, and I think that's what makes me different than the average person out there.
Well, tell our listeners where they can find you, get more information, and maybe pick up some information online.
Right on. Okay, so yeah, you can get a hold of me. My phone number is 780-428-LIFE. That's 428-5433. You can also get me on my website. Actually, if you go to howtodestress.info, you can actually sign up for a free stress-busting video series that can help you reduce your stress and perform better at home and at work. And that's howtodestress.info. And my main website is drgansferance.com. So that's D-R-G-A-N-Z, F as in Frank, E-R-R-A-N-C-E.com.
Easy enough. And in conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final tip for the listeners today?
Well, you know, the big thing I would say, and this is something I live by myself, is I always want to work smart and not hard. And the smarter I work, the happier I am. And what that means to me is making sure I look after all the other aspects of my health and my well-being so I can be present and focused when I do show up to work, or, you know, whether it's with the family or the kids or whatever. So taking breaks, making sure I'm filling my happy bank, and giving myself the best possible opportunity to be successful in every arena by using all the tools, which includes coaches, psychologists, books, seminars, whatever I have. I use everything at my disposal. So I encourage you to do the same.
Dr. France, certainly has been good to have had you, and thanks for taking a moment to be with us here today on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio.
Thanks so much. Pleasure was all mine.
We've been speaking with Dr. Gans France, a nationally celebrated psychologist, minus the psycho babble, whose focus is on helping leaders to better manage stress, anxiety, and depression, as well as to communicate effectively in relationships in the household and in the workplace. And once again, the websites of reference is howtodestress.info, as well as Dr. Gans France. And this has been Eric Dye for Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience and join us again for another episode that will help guide you to a more healthy and prosperous year ahead. And we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.